Have your Bibles open to the book of Luke. We are on the same outline. We're in the last part of the outline on page 11, about halfway down. There are a lot of benefits. There are a lot of benefits to being married. One of those benefits is having sometimes a spouse that can encourage you to do the right thing or encourage you to have a right attitude. And we finished last week with the end of point three, and we didn't move on to point four. And I thought, well, I have this other stuff ready, and we're just going to skip over point four on this outline and move on to the next part. And I could hear my wife, "What's the hurry? What's the hurry? Just keep teaching the word and teach what you have, and don't worry about it. You know, if you don't get through everything you want to get, finish it up later." So I appreciate that. So thank you. Like, she's told me that many times, and I could hear that. And so we're going to finish this outline today, which I think is going to be good. I think we really need to look at this. It's important. Of some of the things that we pull out of the book of Luke as we're studying this, because first and foremost, we always have to remind ourselves that as we're looking at Luke, we're looking at a book that is recording for us the earthly life of Jesus. And a lot of the things that Jesus says and the things that Jesus does aren't directly related to us today as part of the church. Because remember, what he's doing with the church today is something new and different. And what he was doing here during his earthly ministry had to do with his being the king over Israel and presenting to Israel their kingdom and the details that would come with that, as well as presenting to them the kingdom of God as they would experience it. Now, the kingdom of God is the realm of salvation. But the realm of salvation isn't the same for everybody. You and I have certain benefits in the kingdom of God that these people wouldn't have had. There are similarities, but there are also differences. Not everybody, God doesn't save everybody in terms of providing them absolutely identical things. He does today in the church. No believer gets something different today than any other believer today. But we do have different things than what these people potentially would have had. That's a little bit of a challenge for us because we always want to make everything the same. We want to level everything out. We want everybody to have the same thing all through history. We want the Bible all to be saying the same stuff no matter where we turn. And yet it doesn't. And so we remind ourselves, because as we turn into this passage, our first inclination, once you understand this, is immediately to apply it to ourselves. This passage probably more than some. Some of these in the book of Luke, you don't have a problem with saying, "I'm glad that's not for me." Clearly, all of you would not have a problem with saying, "I'm glad that's not about me." But the passage we're going to look at today is going to be one of those that most of us are going to think, "Wow, that is me." Now, we are going to draw, as we come to a conclusion, we are going to draw some parallels. In Luke chapter 7, and I want you to follow along as I read. That way we're all familiar with what this is. I think it's good for us to read through this. I'm just going to read from the New American Standard. Beginning with verse 40, follow along in your Bible then as I read. And it says, "And Jesus answered and said to him, 'Simon, I have something to say to you.' And he replied, 'Say it, teacher.' A certain money lender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. Which of them, therefore, will love him more?' And Simon answered and said, 'Well, I suppose the one whom he forgave more.' And he said to him, 'You have judged correctly.' And turning toward the woman," which we're going to go back and read about this in a second, but I want you to see this parable here. "He said to Simon, 'Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet. But she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss. But she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my head or my feet with perfume. And for this reason, I say to you, her